This is The Record, the Week in Review Extra. I'm Steve Scherr. C.R. Douglas is here, political analyst, Q13 Fox News. Merry Christmas.
You too.
Knut Berger is here, Mossback at Crosscut.com. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Both back to you, Steve.
And Joni Balter, news analyst, all to you.
Merry New Year.
All right, your big stories for this year. We thought we'd take a look at the big stories of this past year and what really got you going. But let me start with a local issue, the local part of the stories of the year, or the regional. You were thinking about a little bit about the legislature this year and what happened to them this year.
Yeah, I think the biggest story locally, politically at least, is the deadlock legislature in Olympia. I mean, you have the House controlled by Democrats, the Senate controlled basically by Republicans, and they couldn't get a budget deal until the last hour when they were on the verge of the first government shutdown, state government shutdown in history. And all kinds of things didn't happen this year. I mean, they didn't make any movement on the DREAM Act, something Inslee wanted. They really didn't make any movement on government reforms because of what the Republicans wanted. I mean, they are deadlocked. They have not yet come to a transportation package. I think they're just sort of ramifications all the way down the line for having this legislature in a real impasse mode.
CR mentioned Inslee. How was Inslee's year, first year as governor?
He had a rough early start. He had some high moments and some low moments. The legislature's deadlock certainly didn't help him, and the fact that there was no transportation plan, even as the year runs out, which was something he clearly wanted to achieve. I thought of this as the year of things coming due. And what I mean is that the preceding year sort of built up to this year. And, for example, folks have been very annoyed at Seattle Mayor Mike McGinn for quite some time. And so when they got their chance to vote in November, they said, okay, we'll take the other guy. That would be Mayor-elect Ed Murray. That is also true of Obamacare. It's been building, it's been building, it's been building, and now here it is. Here's the rollout. Do you like that? And then something that we didn't really know was building, but clearly was some sort of unhappiness, shall we say, with the Seattle City Council, because there was no other reason except for unhappiness with the Seattle City Council for the voters to go and change the way they are elected. This has been on the ballot many times before, and the voters were like, we're okay. We kind of like our city council. But this year they said, let's give them a little kick.
Year of things coming due, a deadlock legislature, Inslee's poor year. What do you want to add to that? Anything?
Well, I would just add in terms of the governor, I agree that it's been a tough year for him because, for one thing, he's got the Boeing 777X thing right in his lap and so far has been able to deliver some on that, but has not brought home a success. So that's looms as an issue there. He also had kind of a slow start to, he's had a lot of good ideas, but they just seem to get bogged down, his climate committee and other things. I agree with that.
Yeah, he has been feeling bogged down in late. I went to a clean energy, not the initiative, because he started this group now, and it was his effort to get that started. So he still sees his vision as taking us out there. He still has ideas for the future he hopes will get implemented.
Well, don't forget, when he was elected, he thought he had a pure sort of Democratic ride, because it was after the election that the majority coalition caucus emerged and explained to him and others, there is going to be this sort of brake put on things that you wish to do, that you in the Democratic-controlled House would like to do. And we will stop you, stomp you, and make things quite different than you're imagining.
Well, I'm sure every year has this quality of things that don't happen. But we've had some wake-up calls on some things, and nothing's happened about them. Gun control is one of those areas. Now, we're probably going to have an initiative on that this coming year. But, we had these terrible gun problems. Everybody was upset. And both at the national level and at the local level, very little happened. The other thing would be the bridge collapse up in Skagit County, where you have this big wake-up call about protecting infrastructure, making sure it's up to date. We have a state transportation package. Well, we don't have one, but of the ones that we have, relatively small amount of money is in there for upgrading infrastructure or maintaining, you know, old infrastructure. Seems to be very focused on highway building.
Well, I think in terms of the biggest thing that didn't happen, I think it is that transportation package. I mean, generally, those have been supported by both sides of the aisle. You know, there are little fights, but raising the gas tax and kind of doing big things to roads and bridges and upgrades is typically something that's got bipartisan support. And they are absolutely deadlocked on that. And it doesn't seem like it's going to happen in 2014. It's an election year.
Well, also, we have the two gun control initiatives coming. But one thing that did change this year is that the national and even the local discussion changed from gun control and background checks completely, like that's the only thing we could do, to a discussion about mental health, which is progress if folks can do something about it.
You were looking at internationally, and you were saying this is a good year for John Kerry.
I think that's one of the big stories of the year politically, is the rise of John Kerry as the nation's chief diplomat and the amazing success he's had in just a short time as Secretary of State. Look, he ends up kind of in a weird way, but getting us out of a war, imminent war with Syria, and a breakthrough that leads to their dismantling of their chemical weapons. He is leading what looks like the reemergence of Iran into the international community. That has been stalled, that relationship, for 30 years. He's made some headway in the Middle East. I mean, this is a man who is coming into his own and is achieving amazing things.
And you were thinking about the universe.
Well, you know, we always talk about these stories, Mike McGinn or Obamacare, but there's been a huge amount happening in terms of research about reality, the universe, outer space. There was a paper published this year, and Nature had an article about it, which basically says that our universe, our three-dimensional plus time universe, is actually a holographic projection of a larger universe, a larger reality with nine dimensions plus time, I think. And these are the kinds of things where, you know, there's actual mathematical evidence that we're a hologram, but we just kind of blissfully pass that by. I mean, if nothing else, it proves that Plato was right, you know, and in his cave.
Wow.
So these are the big stories that we just kind of, you know, we're too busy looking at Miley Cyrus, I guess.
Plato was right. That's a pretty good way to
Plato was right.
End the year.
I know. That's a hard reality for a lot of us to accept.
Knut went deep.
Yeah, he did go deep. You want to bring us back with squats at Sochi?
Well, I just wanted to say the biggest non-story of the year, which was just funny, was that one of the ways that you can get on apparently the subway in Sochi, where the Olympics will be held in Russia, is that there's this machine and you go up to it and you do 30 squats, and if they deem those all to be squats, free ride.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That Putin.
I was going to say, Metro better get on that.
There you go. That's how we'll... Oh, man. All right. Thank you all. Happy New Year, too, by the way.
Thank you,
Happy New Year.
Next year, we'll look ahead to this crazy 2014. Joni Balter, news analyst, Knut Berger, Mossback at crosscut.com. C.R. Douglas, political analyst at Q13 Fox News.